This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, it is Lee Chui Lin and my guest host for today, Lau Chap An, editor of Chili Sauce. First up, as it always is when it's a weekday and Parliament is in session, it's Popit Popit Parliament, where we bring you the latest updates from Dewan Rakyat. And of course, you can join the conversation at any point. Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. All this coming your way on the evening edition.
BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:05 in the evening with Lin and Chuck, and it is time for our daily roundup from Dewan Rakyat. Joining us for that is, of course, producer Tasha Fusil. Tasha, what highlights have you got for us today?
So we're starting with sad news. A tour bus of 35 Malaysians were involved in an accident in Turkey yesterday. Minister of Foreign Affairs Datuk Saifuddin bin Abdullah confirmed that one man was killed while 10 others were injured. He also said that the ministry and representatives in Turkey were already in touch with those affected.
Malawakil di Turki telah pun berhubung dengan rakyat Malaysia yang terlibat. Memang kita boleh sahkan seorang daripada mereka itu, seorang lelaki, telah kembali ke Rahmatullah. Kemudian ada 10 orang cedera dan mereka telah pun dihantar ke hospital. Malawakil sedang membantu menguruskan urusan-urusan lainlah. Sebab sekarang ni kita belum pasti daripada keluarga yang terlibat apakah langkah yang akan mereka laksanakan. Bagi yang harus berada di hospital, tentu mereka akan berada di hospital sehingga sembuh. Mungkin ada yang cedera ringan, pesakit luar. Tapi oleh kerana mereka ini adalah pelancong-pelancong Malaysia daripada pegawai-pegawai PKNS, saya yakin PKNS juga akan membantu, khususnya urusan-urusan membawa balik pekerja mereka. Cuma bagi yang meninggal itu, kita akan tunggu dulu apa agaknya permintaan daripada keluarga.
Deputy Prime Minister Datuk Seri Dr. Wan Azizah also gave her condolences.
Takziah kepada keluarga Encik Azlan bin Iswan yang telah meninggal dunia di Turki. Dia daripada PKNS dan lagi 10 orang telah dimasukkan dalam hospital, 4 dia cedera serius. Dan ini salah satu daripada apa yang kita rasa satu tragedi. Memang malang tidak berbau, namun apa nak katakan, ya, itu yang saya nak katakan, takziah lah.
That was Deputy Prime Minister Datuk Seri Dr. Wan Azizah. And to be honest, having parents that travel really often as well, I can share the kind of concerns that people have. Mom, Dad, please stay safe when you go to Korea next week, okay?
Yeah, I think that, our condolences definitely go out to everybody who's affected, because it's tough. It's terrible news. And it's worse still, I think, when you're in a foreign country and something like that happens. And I'm just kind of reassured to know that at the very least, our ministry has reached out, and to know that hopefully they're helping. You know, hopefully you have familiar voices, you're hearing help and you're not feeling alone or, you know, a bit adrift in a foreign country. So, yeah. Moving on, though, I hear that there are plans to build Malaysia's very first museum of nature. And here on the show, we're a very museum enthusiastic kind of bunch. So it's quite interesting. And would it be sort of a natural museum of history type thing?
Okay, so yes, apparently there were plans to for the tourism ministry to work together with the Ministry of Natural Land and Resources to build a museum in Putrajaya. I don't really know what this museum would look like. I had a quick check online and apparently we used to have a natural museum of history. And according to the descriptor, it showcased plants, animals, rocks, minerals and fossils. It had like all of 10 reviews on TripAdvisor, all of which were not that great. And they closed down in 2017. So this museum of nature could be something completely new, which sounds really exciting, except that our tourism, culture and art minister, Muhammadin Ketapi, says that they're actually postponing the construction of it because of a lack of funds.
Tempat itu memang banyak dicadangkan. Masalah dia kewangan juga. Sebetulnya kalau bukan masalah kewangan, anytime kita boleh buat. Tapi masalah dia kewangan. Itu yang dia punya punca dia.
That's a bit of a shame. I mean, I've been to the National History Museum in New York and I loved it. It was amazing.
That one's great. The one in London is also great. I think there's a reason that they're often the backdrop of lots of different movies and TV shows and stuff. And that's just because the way that they display... what was it just now? Plants, animals, rocks, minerals, and fossils. They do it really, really well.
You can't compare even the buildings. If you look at the Natural History of Museums building versus the one here, Google Malaysia's Natural History of Museum, and you'll see what I mean. But you know, looking forward, if they do in fact decide to build this museum, they're contemplating doing it in Sabah because, according to the minister, they're willing to offer land for that museum to be built on.
Right. There's some interesting history in East Malaysia as well, because apparently the oldest known human in Asia was actually from Sabah, I think, if I'm not mistaken, or Sarawak, I can't remember.
So here is the minister talking about the possibilities then of it being in Sabah.
They provide us dengan tapak, kawasan. Tapi kita akan berbincang juga tentang kewangan, sumber kewangan untuk pembinaan. Tak mahal, paling-paling pun barangkali 190 ke 200 juta.
So listen, while we're giving recommendations of places that may or may not have questionable reviews online, if you go to Kinabalu National Park, so you don't necessarily have to make it up the mountain, but they do have a little thing at the front where they kind of talk about the different plants and animals, and they've got amazing taxidermied animals, and by that I mean awful. So you don't necessarily...
What do they look like?
They look stunned at their lot in life. That's how they look. But also, I think it's kind of an interesting thing. I like the idea of it being in a place with a lot of natural biodiversity, because it kind of makes sense, right? Logically, you go to Sabah, you hike, you snorkel, you enjoy the place, and then you go to a museum. It kind of flows pretty nicely.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that a lot of the time when you go to a Malaysian tourist destination, there might be something to see, but sometimes the explanations can be a bit lacking as well. So you don't really get that depth of what you're seeing, of what you're looking at.
Explanation also... language problems sometimes, because we have museums, I think, that communicate exclusively in Malay, which is great for locals, but maybe a little bit confusing for international visitors.
Yeah.
So, listen, what we're lacking in museum quality, we might be making up for with other cool things like flying cars. Rimbau MP Khairi Jamaluddin brought this topic up again during question time.
Apabila wawasan 2020 diperkenalkan, saya berumur 15 tahun. Dari pelbagai imajinasi para remaja pada waktu itu berkenaan apa yang ada di Malaysia pada tahun 2020 adalah kereta terbang. Jadi saya ucapkan tahniah kepada Menteri kerana sekurang-kurangnya impian kereta terbang itu tidak tertangguh sehingga wawasan kemakmuran bersama 2030. Yang Muhammad Menteri seorang saja yang dapat menepati janji 2020.
So I think, you know, the idea still seems very novel, maybe a little bit frivolous to a lot of us. But the Minister of Entrepreneur Development did make some good points about why they're choosing to not, finance any of these projects, but to facilitate and support the development of it. Basically, he wants Malaysians, especially the young people, to see the flying car as this jumping point to greater things.
So one of the efforts that we are doing is to encourage people to think about flying car as a simple narrative for them to appreciate what is air mobility. But air mobility merangkumi semua aktiviti-aktiviti untuk pergerakan kita in space. We have been thinking beyond more than just air mobility in space, but we are talking about outer space already. For example, there are initiatives by the government today to initiate discussion to make Malaysia as a hub for space travel. But if you are still not thinking towards that line, from the younger generation to think about what is air mobility, then it is difficult to inculcate that culture of innovations among, especially the youth. So today, I must say, Alhamdulillah, thank God, because the response on this narrative has attracted a lot of attention. Not only in Malaysia, for example, Singapore has announced this month or next month, they are already putting to trial the use of flying car to measure, for example, the disciple, the noise of a flying car, whether it is conducive for usage in the city. That will get rid of, hopefully, the traffic congestion in Singapore, or to provide medical services, emergency response dan sebagainya. It's not necessarily, when you talk air mobility, as a hobby. It can start as a hobby, tetapi kita kerajaan perlu mengadakan satu ekosistem dan juga ruang untuk industri itu dibangunkan.
You know, sometimes when they talk about ecosystems and everything, I kind of wish the ministers would go and say something cool like, where we're going, we don't need roads. You know?
I think maybe they're saving it up for when they actually launch the prototype.
Right.
You know, that's going to be the kicker.
Yeah, it's like drama. Because every time I think about flying cars, I mean, that's the only thing you think about, right? Back to the Future. It's actually closer than we think because I remember about 3 months ago, there was an announcement in Singapore about Volocopters, which is basically like this helicopter that you can rent like a Grab, and it just goes from building to building, and there's these massive, like almost like hive systems where the Volocopters actually land, and then they'll go into like this circling like refueling station, and then they'll come out again and fetch somebody else. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yes, but I think it also speaks to what we've been saying since the very beginning, which is that flying cars as a personal vehicle, I don't know, but flying cars in general for, you know, to move more people than just one, or to serve as public transportation, it kind of makes sense. But yeah, I mean, I know we've talked about the flying car a lot, you guys, but let us know how you feel about this now that we're closer than ever to it becoming a reality. Do you think that it's going to step up? Do you think it's going to step up innovation, really? Do you think that it's going to inspire people to dream back to the future style of other things that could be happening? And for that matter, Museum of Natural History in Malaysia, good idea. You know, do you want to see that? You can call us at 7733 2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. And as we heard the minister mention just now, there are going to be a few different types of applications for air mobility, you know, providing emergency air services and so on. So, you know, still lots of room to wriggle and explore.
Yeah, and I think this concept of air mobility is taking off everywhere around the world.
I see what you did there.
Thank you. Boeing and Porsche just announced that they're going to develop this very Atas air taxi for private consumers. I think Audi and Airbus are working on something as well. So the minister wants us to capitalize on this potential demand by participating in the manufacturing and supply chain.
For example, to make Malaysia as a manufacturing hub, to build roughly about 50 components, what it will take to make a flying object, a flying car, a flying vehicle. So that alone will help the local people to thrive, because the world recognizes that we have the soft skill. Try to engineer like the flying car, try to engineer like the super drones or electric business jet, if I want to call it, or electric jet, that will attract people to start looking at what can I do to participate in the industry. So we are already plotting some program how to create the ecosystem so that vendor, especially vendors, can participate. We give them information so they will come up to us reacting to what is our project. For example, am I going to aviation-grade aluminium frame? So they can start thinking about how to produce the components for those. Are we going to get involved in high-end material in terms of space composite material? Are we going to get involved in machining? So we can measure the level of competency in the industry, whether or not they can actually support. As I said, if you don't create the environment, the soft skills that we have are thriving in other countries.
So that was Entrepreneur Development Minister Datuk Sri Muhammad Rezwan Yusof.
You know, when you hear him talking about like composite materials and all that expensive stuff, right? I mean, I think Tash was right in saying that this is probably a really atas air taxi. Even in Singapore, I don't think like the commoners will actually, you know, get to experience this kind of thing, because we're still busy complaining about like surge rates and that sort of thing.
And, you know, and that's fair. Like, I do think that we need to keep things in check a little bit, like in terms of not expecting to be rolling up in volocopters, yeah, you know, right away. We are going to have to wait, I think, for it to become a little bit more common, because up until that point, I mean, who knows what the pricing is going to be.
But we're going to miss out on one important thing. Malaysians will no longer be able to use traffic as an excuse for being late.
We'll get there. I wouldn't worry about it. It's still going to happen.
My volocopter broke down. I mean, it can still happen.
That's what I'm saying. All of which actually takes us to Meet an MP. So, Meet an MP is a little segment during Popit Popit Parliament where we're putting the spotlight on a member of the Dewan Rakyat to learn a little bit more about the work that they are doing in their constituency, what matters to them. Who is our MP for today?
So, he's a cabinet member. So, this MP usually spends his time commenting on palm oil and other sort of commodities. But today, he was all about his Melaka constituency, Hang Tuah Jaya.
My name is Shamsul Iskandar bin Muhammad Akin. I'm Member of Parliament from constituency of Hang Tuah Jaya, Melaka. And we are currently running a project on helping the B40, where we are giving 1,000 packs of basic needs for every month. And of course, we are using our resources, and I'm expecting that more sponsors will come to help us and facilitate to ensure that the really focused group that in dire need of our support will be given the chance. Based on our findings, there are quite a number of families who were ignored before. And next year, we'll focus on education, where we'll doing a plan or drawing a map for those who are really poor and their kids need in terms of education with special focus on English and mathematics. And we are planning to give them as a free education program to them. We also want to inculcate the culture of reading in the constituency. So we are hoping that, you know, in the face of challenges of this digital era, people mostly neglect reading the books. Next year, we are hoping that we can start this project where we want to ensure that reading is being calculated at least at the early age of the society.
So that was our MP today, the MP of Hang Tuah Jaya and Deputy Minister of Primary Industries, Datuk Sri Shamsul Iskandar. If you have any thoughts on flying cars and how they can prompt innovation in the country, if you would like to give suggestions for the Museum of Nature or Natural History, we're not sure yet which it's going to be here in Malaysia, call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Tasha, as always, a pleasure. You are listening to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.